Have you ever seen someone drop out of the ministry? Now, I'm not talking about flamboyant preachers who fall into sin and so on. I'm referring to dedicated Christians who seem to slowly withdraw from any kind of Christian ministry. Oh, they still love the Lord and may even warm a pew at church, but they will not get involved in helping others, even though they know they should. Now, that grieves me. It hurts to see laborers sitting on the sidelines, but you know, it's pretty common. And why do laborers drop out? Many reasons, perhaps. Jesus spoke of one reason that is extremely challenging to me. In John 12:24, he said, "I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." In order for God to multiply our lives spiritually, we must die, just like a seed dies in order to send forth a shoot. Now, that's a high cost. What does Jesus mean when he says we must die? I believe the explanation is found in Mark 8:34-37. He said, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Essentially, we must learn to say no to ourselves. And that's hard to do. It's always easier to turn on the TV than to help a neighbor in the name of Jesus Christ or even prepare a Sunday school class. When we start saying yes to the demands of our flesh, we start disqualifying ourselves for ministry. A friend of mine, he's now in the 70s, said to me recently, "Leroy, I think I've wasted my life, and I would give anything to be able to buy those years back." But can he? No. And that was what Jesus was warning us about. Don't waste your minutes, your hours, days on self-indulgent, because no amount of money can buy those years back. Friend, be willing to die to self, to sin, to the world, and to live for Christ. Pour your life into a new believer. Teach him what you've learned. It's an investment that lasts for all eternity. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.